One of our children came home from college and told us a bit of information that relates to this I want to read. In biology somewhere was what's the at the back of this poem. I'd like to read the poem, and I won't promise. This is the only one. I might even read this one again. It's very short. It's called Growing Up. One of my wings beat faster. I couldn't help it, the one away from the light. It hurt to be told all the time how I loved that terrible flame. What he told us was that because of some kind of tropism or something, on moths, the wing away from the light beats faster than the one toward the light. You know, they don't really like that flame. After all, they just can't help it. The wing out there in the dark steers them in. Well, I just want to read my poem one more time, and I'll hurry on. Growing up, one of my wings beat faster. I couldn't help it. The one away from the light. It hurt to be told all the time how I loved that terrible flame. I see that I'd written on this one for some reason, where it was published in The Nation. And these others, and I feel I'm speaking especially to those of us who are involved in writing and sending things around. I'd like to stop for a minute and confess something. I was glad to have an introduction that made me sound successful. Thank you, Lois. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, it's pretty true what you said. But back of all this, of course, for those of us who are in on it, we know that a lot of these things go out and come back like homing pigeons. I mean, just they know the way back. Here they come. And I've been writing for years, like getting up early this morning and most mornings and writing and sending things out. I hadn't thought of saying this, but I might as well confess, maybe about on the average of maybe 50 poems in the mail all the time, just, you know, for the last 15 years or so. And some of them are almost certain to stick somewhere. Just through mistake or, you know, shuffling the things accepted. But even now, after trying for so long, I think about, 5 out of 6 things at least to come back each time. Even, you know, these are even the things that I think I've finished, that I have some faith in. And there are an awful lot of others that are at home and available. In fact, I have little notebooks with these copies in, and they usually say something like forlorn hopes or lapsed expectations and so on. I have many volumes like that. One of the things that came up last night in that class, and I sort of forgot about this, was about, I think this was part of our interchange, something about syllables. I want to read I want to say this first. I have heard students tell me something like this. Oh, I'm taking old so-and-so's literature class and it's really dull and boring. You know, we read those works of literature and we analyze every word they say. And I'm supposed to sympathize and I try to keep my face right for solidarity with all of us young people, but my own feeling is that what I found the impulse mine was, what about the syllables? You know, I wanted to go farther.